With that, today is Daf Ches. I'm going to start on Daf Ches. Brother Two Dots, is that where we're up to?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where I'm going to start on Daf Ches. I don't know where you got to, but that's where I started preparing from. So that's where we're going to start. And anyone else is behind, you can do it for homework. Okay. Today's shiur is sponsored by Bruchy and Kenny Norensberg, Lezecha Nishmas, Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas,
and
Nissel Ben Shmuel, the Shamo Shul. Nissel Bash Shmuel, and some should have Aliyos. Okay. So we are by the two dots on Daf Ches. So quoting the Mishnah said, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, that Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema is on Echad B'Tishrei. So we had yesterday, the Mishnah said that Rav Meir said that Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema, which is when the year flips over, when you can count animals for Maaser, that was on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And now Rabbi Lezer and Shimon say that is the demarcation line is on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Ushneem mikra echad darshu. They both learn it out from the same pasuk. So Gemara's going to quote a pasuk in Tehillim and show how each of them learn out whether the demarcation line is Rosh Chodesh Elul or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei from that pasuk. Eventually the Gemara is going to reject that and then bring another source for the machlokes. So the pasuk they bring is from Tehillim Perek Samach Hei. Shenemar Lavshu Karim Hatzon. The Tzon were wearing extra, so that means either they were bigger because they were pregnant, or they were wearing extra, as Tosos quotes the Targum, is because they were in the act of procreation, so there's an extra body on top of them. Right, so it's Lashon Nekiya. So Lavshu Karim Hatzon, so they became pregnant. The Amakim Ya'atu Bar, the valleys are covered with bar, are covered with Tua, meaning that it's recognizable that the wheat, like it was called the wheat is growing. Yisro'au af yashiru. And then later on, at the time when they're going to be harvested, the wheat are making song, meaning at a certain point the wheat dry out and get hardened, and then when the wind blows, they bang against each other and they make a noise. That's a song that they're singing. So that is going to be, that's the pasuk. So the Gemara is going to say, well, when does this all take place? Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir says, read the pasuk as follows. Lavshu Karim Hatzon, when do the tzon become pregnant? At what point in the year did tzon become pregnant? Bizman she'amakim ya'atavubar, at the time that the valleys are filled with the tvua. The emasai, and when is that time? That amakim ya'atavubar, when the amakim filled? That's the adar. That's adar. That's right before the, that's when they're filled, right? That's ba'adar. So misabros ba'adar, v'yolotus ba'av. They get pregnant in Adar, and they give birth in Av. Why? Because the gestation period, the Gemara says in Bechorot, the gestation period of Tzon is 5 months. So you go from Adar to Av, and therefore, and then Rosh Hashanah Shalahen Elo. So they finish, they give birth in Av, and the next month is the demarcation line, which is Rosh Chodesh Elo. Okay, that is Rav Meir. Shimon Omrim, no, they learn it the other way. Lavshu Karim Hatzon, when did the Tzon become pregnant? Bizman Sheis Oruru Af Yashiru, at the time when they are singing, when they're rustling and they're singing. The Emesai Shibolim Omos Shira, when do they dry out? When do they finish? When does the summer season begin? It's Benisan. That's when they start to harden. And that's when, so they get the Misabros Benisan. They get pregnant in Nisan. The Yoldos 5 months later in Elul. So the demarcation line is at the end of Elul going into Av. Rosh Hashanah Shalahem, sorry, going into Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah Lahem, B'Tishrei. So Gemara says, well, each one kind of skips over another part of the Pasuk. Right? So Idach Nami, according to the second Tana, meaning Rabbi Meir, who says that they become pregnant in Adar, Haksiv, because he says they get pregnant at the time of Va'amakim Yatfu Bar, what does he do with Yisoru Akashiru? What does he do with that part? So he says, Ahu Be'aflosa. That's talking about the late guys. They're the ones who get pregnant late, the Havi B'Nisan. So most of them get pregnant in Adar, some of them get pregnant in Nisan. And then V'idach Nami, and according to Elazar of Shimon, who did darshan that they get pregnant in Nisan from the part of the Pasuk of Yisoru Akashiru, what does he do Va'amakim Yatfu Bar? What does he do with that part of the pasuk, which seems to indicate they get an adar? Because those are the early birds. Hahu bichar piyasa. They're the ones who get pregnant early. The aisyame adar. They get pregnant adar. So there's the exception in the rule. Problem is, the Gemara is going to say now, is okay. Bishlam ala Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, it makes sense. The pasuk goes in order. You have the time that you have the time, which we say is when they get pregnant. When vamakim yatfu bar, And then the exception is afterwards. So you're going in order. But according to Reb Lezer, right, what happens? You say, the Balav Shikar and son, they get pregnant. Skip a part of the Pasuk. That's talking about the early birds. And that's talking about the early birds. And then the regular people are the third part of the Pasuk. That's a little out of order. That's what the Gemara says. So Bishlamal and Rabbi Meir, Hidiksiv. We darshan the Pasuk in order, as how it's written. Lav Shukarim Tzon, right, the Zman of the pregnancy of the Tzon is Bizman She'amakim Yatubar, which is Adar, when there is filled, the valley is filled with the Tvua. The Ikanami, and there's also afterwards Yisoru Apishiru, there's also the late comers. But Ela the Rabbi Lazar Rab Shimon, according to Lazar Rab Shimon, Ibkami Ba'ile, you should have the what's normal at first, followed by the exception. But he doesn't have that. He has the exception and the rule afterwards. It says, Ibkami Ba'ile, Lapshu Karim Tzon, when are the Karim Tzon getting pregnant? Bizman Shis Oru Afyashiru, when is Oru Afyashiru, meaning part 3 of the Pasuk, the Ikonami, then part 2 should be Amakim Yatfubar. Sorry, part 3 should be Amakim Yatfubar. It's out of order. So Gemara says, okay, we're going to reject this. El Amar Rabba, Rabba says, you have to read the Pasuk the correct way. Kuli Alma, Lopshu Kari Matzon, Bizmanchi Amakim Yatubar. When do the typical tzon get pregnant? That is Bizmanchi Amakim Yatubar, the Adar. They get pregnant in Adar, and that means they're giving birth in Av. So why is the demarcation line possibly in Tishrei? It should be in Elul. Gemara says, no, Bahacha, Bahai, Kra, Kamiflagi. The Machlokis is regarding this Pasuk. This Pasuk says, by Meiser, when you have Meiser Tvua, the Pasuk, we see this a few times, the Pasuk says, Aser ta Aser es kol tvua zarecha. So the Pasuk is obviously talking about Meiser Tvua, but of grains, but it says Aser ta Aser is a double Lashon, so the Gemara says, Bishnei Meisros hakasa medaber. The Pasuk is discussing two Meisros, right, Echad Meiser Behema, the Echad Meiser Dagon. The first one is discussing is Meiser Dagon, because that's the context of the Pasuk, but since it has the extra Meiser in the Pasuk, it's going to also talk about Meiser Behema. So now there's a comparison between Meiser Dagon and Meiser Behema. So now we have to make this comparison. So the Gemara says, Shabshnei Meisros hakasa medaber, Echad Meiser Behema, the Echad Meiser Dagon. Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir says, this is how you darshan the comparison. Makish Meiser Behema leMeiser Dagon. We compare when the cutoff time for Meiser Behema is the same time, same idea for Meiser Dagon. My Meiser Dagon somach leGemor Yisuro. Meiser Dagon, close to when it's complete. That's when we do the cutoff time. So when is that? It's Rosh Hashanah for the Meiser is when you bring it into the house, right? Remember, Chayiv Meiser, when you bring it into the house. When do you bring it into the house? You leave the dagon out in the field to dry, and then you bring it throughout the summer, and then you bring it in Tishrei, the beginning of the next season. So that's going to be, so when it's over. So therefore you see that it's Rosh Hashanah is going to be Tishrei when its process is completed. So too that the Meiser Behema, its cut-off time is going to be when its process is completed. Gets pregnant in Adar, gives birth in Elul, throughout Elul to give birth. Its process time, it gives birth in Av, right? So its process time is completed, and therefore, it's going to be, the Rosh Chodesh birth is going to be when the process is completed, which is going to be Rosh Chodesh Elul. It says, right, Eif Meiser Behema, Samuch Ligamaro Yisuro. So he says, you make the comparison based on like the physical actions that take place. Well, Rabbi Lazar Shimon Sarvi, no. Makish Meiser Behema Meiser Dagon. Make a more direct comparison. When is Meiser Dagon's Rosh Hashanah? Tishrei. When is Meiser Behema's Rosh Hashanah? Tishrei. Don't go into the figuring out the logic behind it. Just straight, what's the rule? Rabbi Lazar Shimon Sarvi, Makish Meiser Behema Meiser Dagon. My Meiser Dagon Rosh Hashanah Shalom B'Tishrei. So too, At Meiser Behema Rosh Hashanah Shalom B'Tishrei. So they're all going to agree that it gets pregnant in Adar, gives birth in Av. The machlokus is whether now the comparison to Meiser Behema to Meiser Dagon is straight based on timing. Meiser Dagon is Tishrei, Meiser Behema is Tishrei, or no, it's based on when the process is complete. The process of Meiser Dagon is completed by Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and the process of Meiser Behema is completed by Rosh Chodesh Elul. Then the Mishnah mentioned another Rosh Hashanah, which was Echa B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. On the first of Tishrei, it is the Rosh Hashanah for years. But the interesting thing is that the Gemara, eventually we'll get to it, but the Gemara doesn't at first entertain the possibility that the Rosh Hashanah means like the Rosh Hashanah we have it. Because the Rosh Hashanah we have, the Rosh Hashanah Ladin, is nowhere mentioned in the Torah. Right? It's not. Rosh Hashanah is a very, very ambiguous holiday in the Torah. It's called Yom Teruah, Yom Zichron Teruah, never mentions Yom Hadin. So the Gemara doesn't entertain the possibility of that until it has to go through a couple of other options. So the Gemara says, what is that talking about? It's talking about dating of shtaros. The Gemara was asked, didn't we just do that? That was the first sugya. The Gemara will get to that. It's amar papa l'shtaros. We have to know for shtaros to date the shtaros appropriately. Why? That we have to know which year that Rosh Hashanah we flipped the year. Rosh Hashanah Tishrei we flipped the year that we write in the shtaros because the Tanan, the shtar chol mukdamim, because a predated pasulim, a predated shtar is possible again because you'll create a lien in advance of when it's supposed to have been. And hamucharim, but a shtar chov, a document that is post-dated, that is going to be kosher, because that's just someone saying that they're not attaching their lien until a later date. Their rightful lien will be at a later date. So that's so the Gemara says, but wait a second. Vatanan, our Mishnah already said the Echa Benison on Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Malachim, is the Rosh Hashanah for the kings, and we asked the first Omer of the Masechta, what was the halachic nafka meaning of that? Which was Amar Rav Chisda l'shtaros. Rav Chisda said that was for shtaros. So we have it, they're both for shtaros. One's Nisan, one's Tishrei. Mar says, yeah, no problem. Right? Amar Rav Chisda l'kasha. Kan l'malchi Yisrael, kan l'malchi Masula. Olam. Remember, we made a distinction. One is for dating the kings based on the Malchi Yisrael, which we said was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then we said, our Mishnah that says that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is for shtaros, that is for Malchi Umos Ha'olam. That's exactly the distinction that we made before the Gemara. The Gemara says, wait a second. If that distinction is already in the Mishnah, why does the Gemara have to ever mention it? It's already in the Mishnah. Ella, had Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said before, when we said that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the demarcation line for the shtaros based on the reigns of the kings, it's Lo Shano El Malchi Yisrael. That was only for Malchi Yisrael. Aval Malchi Umos Ha'olam, Tishrei Minyanan. You count from the Tishrei. So what's Rav Chisda coming to teach us? It's stated clear in the Mishnah. Right? So Rav Chisda, Masnisin, Asalash Mu'inin, if you tell me that the Mishnah has two dates, one is for Malchi Yisrael, one is for Malchi Umus Olam, so it's already in the Mishnah. So Rav Chisda comes to teach me, oh, that's only for Malchi Yisrael, but Malchi Umus Olam is from Tishrei. I know, it says so in the Mishnah. Right? So the Gemara says, Rav Chisda, Masnisin, Asalash Mu'inin, the Gemara says, no, Rav Chisda's not coming just to tell you the rule. The rule is in the Mishnah. What Rav Chisda came to do was to bring the psukim, right? Because the Rav Chisda brought psukim down to explain the distinction between Daryavesh and the other kings. It says El Rav Chisda, cry asa l'ashmi inan. He came to bring the psukim that we learned that there's a chiluk between the beginning of the year for Malchei Yisrael and the beginning of the year of Malchei Umas Ha'olam. So Malchei Yisrael again will be Tishrei, and Malchei Yisrael will be Nisan, and Malchei Umas Ha'olam would be in Tishrei. The Gemara gives another answer as to what Rav Chisda came to do. The Ibais Ema, or you could say, Rav Chisda Kirab Zera Masnila. Rav Chisda, who said that Malchei Umas Ha'olam are counted from Tishrei, he holds that with the fact that our Mishnah says that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'shanim, it's not talking about Malchei Umos Olam. That he had a state. Our Mishnah doesn't state that. So what does Rosh Hashanah L'shanim mean? K'Rav Zeira Masnilot, the Rav Zeira Amar, K'Rav Zeira said, with our Mishnah, when it says that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'shanim, is L'tkufa. It's for the seasons. Meaning that the first season begins in the fall. That's season number one. You count the seasons. Fall is Tishrei. You go fall, winter, spring, summer. That's how you count the seasons. Because, and he goes according to Shita Rabbi Lezer, that we'll see, I guess, on Tuesday, the Amar B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. He claims that the world was created in Tishrei, the Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, as to when the world was created, in Tishrei or in Nisan. So he's going to say, that he holds like Rabbi Lezer, that Tishrei is when the world was created, therefore you start counting the seasons from Tishrei. What the nachmin is as to when you count this, begin to count the seasons for him, I'm not sure. Maybe he has a note. It didn't have. I don't know what makes a difference when we start. Like halachically, what does it matter?
Because world was created in Tishrei. So the season started then.
I know, sir. But halachically, what does that do? What?
World wasn't
created in Tishrei. We'll get to it. What?
Correct.
The Gemara says that. We know. We'll get to it on Daf Yud. And even though, so the, how does, according to Rabbi Yeshua, how can we celebrate Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei if the world was created on in Nisan?
It's about mankind.
We'll get to who says. We'll get to it. But we don't even say. Okay. What does it say? Hayom haras alam. What does haras mean? No, yeah, Yom Haras Olam, we say that on Rosh Hashanah. Right, Hayom Haras, no, Haras doesn't mean created. Haras means pregnant. It's the beginning. Right? We'll get to it.
Were they counting, actually, calling a year by its name from the creation as we do now?
I don't know. We'll get to it. I don't know. Okay. That's the sukkah on Daf Yud. We'll get to you. Bother me on Tuesday. Okay, Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Amar. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is another explanation of what it means when the Mishnah says that Echa B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lashonim. That's Ledin. Rosh Hashanah Lashonim means it's Rosh Hashanah like we know it. Again, not written in the Torah like this, but it's Rosh Hashanah that we know it, that Hashem is done the world on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Diksiv, how does he know that's the case? They got to go through all these hoops to get to this drasha. Diksiv, the pasuk says, Eretz Asher Hashem Echecha Doresh Asot Tamid Anei Hashem Echecha Ba Meirishis Hashanah Ad Achrish Hashanah. From the beginning of the year to the beginning of the year to the end of year. Right? The little incognito pasuk is there's a Hey Yadiyah by the first Shana and not one on the second one. So Meirishis Hashanah Nidon, from the beginning of the year, Hashem judges Mayyeh Sofa. What will be Sofa? What will take place throughout the year until its end? The judgment is the beginning. So the Gemara says, how do we know that Mimayda Tishrei Hu? How do you know that that's Tishrei? You see, my Rishis Hashanah and Achrish Hashanah is a judgment. Well, how do you know that Rishis Hashanah of judgment is Tishrei? The Gemara says, Diksiv, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar, right, Tiku. Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar in B'Chodesh Shofar, when? But Kesel Yom Chageinu, right, we saw this drasha a few times. You blow the shofar at the holiday that's Kesel, that's hidden. Ezehu Chag, which is the only holiday, right, Shachodesh Mitkasebo, that you can't see the moon, right, it'd be Rosh Hashanah. Most, all the other holidays are either Yud, Vav, Tesvav, you can see the moon. The only holiday where it's Rosh Chodesh, where you can barely see the moon, at least in the east, you can't see the moon, would be Rosh Hashanah. So you're blowing the shofar on the holiday that's covered, which is Rosh Hashanah. Havei Omer Zer Rosh Hashanah. Uksiv, and what's the end of that pasuk? That pasuk says, Kichok Yisrael Hu, Mishpat L'Lekei Yaakov. It's a chok for Yisrael, and there's going to be Mishpat, there's going to be judgment for L'Lekei Yaakov on that day. So Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year for din, for judgment. Right. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, quick daf. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Ki chok Yisrael hu Mishpat L'Lekei Yaakov. It's chok for Yisrael. And Mishpat L'Lekei Yaakov, Milameh, it teaches us, She'ein based in Shalmala, Nichlasin Ledin, the judgment above does not start to take place. Ella im Kain, Kitshu based in Shalmata Sechodesh. Unless the based in Shalmata, the human tribunal, is Mekadesh the Chodesh. Because it says, Chok Yisrael, who? First it's Yisrael, then Mishpat L'Lekei Yaakov. So first, the B'nai Yisrael have to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and then the judgment take, which is fascinating. This is the day that Hashem judges. But Hashem doesn't judge unless we Mekadesh. So maybe it should be today. If we make a mistake, or Mekadesh the Chodesh tomorrow, then tomorrow is the day that Hashem does the judgment. So you can't, I saw there was a shita that says that since Basin is only Mekadesh the Yom during the day, so what happens if you forget Melech HaKadosh at night? Right, so the sheet that says, if you get Melech HaKodesh the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to repeat it.
No, only one sheet. Most say you do.
Mishnah Berurah says for sure you have to do. But what's their source? I never knew what their source was. So I saw the source is here. That's just because at night we haven't yet been Mekadesh it, and the judgment doesn't begin until we're Mekadesh. So you don't say HaMelech until, so Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't make any sense. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. Mishnah Berurah says, well, so I'm going to say an entire tefillah for Shemona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. But if I miss that one part, then I don't have to repeat. Clearly, we're saying Rosh Hashanah. So, but it's interesting. I couldn't figure out where the source was. So this is the source as to where for that shita that you wouldn't have to repeat. Just like if you miss Rosh Chodesh, if you miss the Alevi Yavo at night, you don't have to repeat it because there's no Kiddush HaKodesh at night. So, to hear this person, I forgot the name who holds it. Shari Fryim?
No,
they don't have to repeat.
Right.
They
It's a weird name, right?
Abel or something.
Something like that. But he's quoted in the... Something like that.
Yeah.
So the source, this is the source. Okay. Tani Idach, another brisa. The pasuk says, Ki chok li Yisrael. Who? Aimi el li Yisrael. So therefore I only see that it is a judgment day for Bnei Yisrael. L'umas oliminayin. How do I know that's a judgment day for all the nations of the world? Tamad lomar, mishpat l'lokei Yaakov. That the pasuk adds that it's judgment. The judgment is done by Elokei Yaakov, by God judges. I'm not sure. It says Elokei Yaakov, which is still Yisrael. How does that teach us the rest of Umos Olam? I don't know.
Also, the thing that you learn right in the beginning, in base about the 2 days of Shoshana, because
right.
Mekalkel the Shir.
Right.
Apparently, that was the only time that happened. That Mekalkel
the Shir. Yeah, it was later. A couple happened later. Beit said it never happened. That yeah. Masorah that Elo was never. Ella was never an Ibur Chodesh since the days of Ezra, right? Or Nehemiah, I forgot what it was. Yeah, it never happened. It was a one-time concern. Okay, but our 2 days is different, as remember we did, because we do that was the suffix if whether it was Lamed or Aleph, and we do Aleph and Beis. It was a little that had to do with Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai later on. Okay, so the Gemara says Im Kein Matam Lo Mikol Yisrael. If from Mishpat Elokei Yaakov we see that Hashem judges everybody, so what does it mean? What do I need the first part of the pasuk of Chok Yisrael? So Melam, because Yisrael is included in all the Umos, right? So Melam is Yisrael Nichnas and Tchil Adin. Now we go first. We go into judgment first, right? Kedar Chizda, like Chizda said, Amar Chizda Melech Vetzibur. If you have a king and the nation that are having judged, Melech Nichnas Tchil Adin. The king goes first. Shnei Amar, the pasuk says this is by Tchila Shlomo. It says Laso Mishpat Avdo. You do the judgment of a servant, which is me, Shlomo, umishmat amo, and then judgment of his nation. The king goes first. My taima. So what's the reason why the king should go first? You're sort of comparing Yisrael to the king. Why should they go first? Two reasons. Ibai seima labarach amra ara lemeka malka abarai. It's not derech eretz to have the king be waiting. Everyone's going to go before the king. It's not derech eretz, the king should go first. Ibai seima, or you can say, you should mekame dilipush charon af. That you want the king to go in before the judge hears all the bad stuff that the tzibur did, and then he gets angry, and now he's angry, and then you walk in next. Like you want to be the first case, I guess, before the judge. You don't want to be the fifth or sixth case after the judge has seen everybody, because his anger is already boiled up. So Hashem says, "Bnei Yisrael, you go. You criminal cases, not civil cases." Okay, you, Hashem. Right. Yeah. Correct. Right. So you want to be there for. So Yisrael goes first before Hashem's kaviyachol of anger. Boils up, and then the Umos Olin came first, and Hashem would already come. Yachol be angry, and then he would judge us with that anger in his heart. Okay, the Mishnah then said that an Echa B'Tishrei is also Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim V'L'Shmitin, and also Rosh Shmita begins on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So the Gemara says, okay, Minolan, how do I know, or how do we know that the Shmita year begins on Echa B'Tishrei, and that's when you're forbidden to work the land. All the rules start. The Gemara says, "Diksiv." The pasuk says, "Ubashana hashvis." On the seventh year, Shabbat Shabbos only Yebaaretz should be a year of rest for the land. So Gemara says, "Gamar shana shana mishtishrei." The word shana appears here. The word shana we just said appeared in Tishrei, which was when Diksiv may reishis hashana al achrish shana, and we just proved that reishis shana achrish shana. Was Tishrei because of the Chok Yisrael from Mishpat, so that's Tishrei. So Shana there, Shana here. So the Gemara says, okay, well, Ligmor Shana, Shana Minisan. The word Shana doesn't only appear by Tishrei. The word Shana, Ligmor Shana, Shana Minisan. Learn it out from Nisan, Dichsiv, because by Pasuk HaKodesh Nisan it says, Rishon Hulachem Lichotshe HaShana. This is the first month for the counting of the months. So it says Shana by Nisan also. Well, it says, here it says Shana, Shana, there it's Chodshe Shana. So we compare, Shana, Shana is more comparable than Chodshe Shana to Shana. So the Gemara says, Don in Shana, She'eni Machadashin. We learned the word Shana, which doesn't have the accompanying word of Chadashim, Mishana She'eni Machadashin, from the place where it says Shana without the accompanying words of Chadashim. So therefore, you're learning out Shmita Shana from Tishrei Shana, Ve'ein Anu, Ve'ein Ima, The ain donim shanash ain mechadashim mishanash yesh mechadashim. We don't learn. If we have a choice, we're going to take the word, the one that's more closely resembles our word. Our words. I mean, the Gemara here says hashana quotes, but I think the quote is for the end of this pasuk. The pasuk, the end of the pasuk says shana. Otherwise, it's hashana shana, which is also not the same thing. I think it's the end of the shana at the end of the word, which is, which, maybe it doesn't, because that's at the end of Elo. Don't know. Okay, so he says we'll learn shana from this pasuk because it doesn't have the accompanying words of Chodesh, and we're not going to learn shana from our pasuk to Nisan, which had the accompanying words of Chodesh. Then the Mishnah said that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shemitin, and it's Rosh Hashanah to Yovel. The Yovel also begins on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The Gemara is going to have a little bit of a problem with that because you blow the shofar for Yovel on, at the end of Yom Kippur, which is one of the reasons given why we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. It's one of the reasons that's given. So, the Gemara says, Yovos be'echa b'tishrehu. Yovos begins and first day of Tishrei. Yovos basarit b'tishrehu. Yovos begins on the 10th day of Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. Diksiv, because it says by Yovel, and on the Liberty Bell, v'havarta shofar tshua b'chodesh ha'sivi b'esar l'chodesh, you will blow the shofar, b'yom kippurim ta'aviru shofar. On Yom Kippur, you blow the shofar. You blow the shofar on Yom Kippur, it's Shnasa Yovel, and in the Pasuk right after there, Pasuk afterwards, which the Marim doesn't mention, it says, V'kidashtem ishnasa chamishim shana, karasam dror, ba'ar is a chol yishveh, that's on the Liberty Bell, v'shatem ishalachuz also. You blow shofar on the 10th, and that's when you mekadish the Shnasa chamishim. So it seems to be from the Pasuk that it's toloy in the Tekiyas HaShofar, Tekiyas HaShofar is on Yom Kippur, that's when Yovel should start. Why is it telling me now that why does the Mishnah say that Yovel starts on Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says, Hamani, our Mishnah that says that the Yovel begins on Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, I can't say Rosh Hashanah because we have Matzah Rosh Hashanahs now. He says, Hamani, it's Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokahi. That goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the Tanya. We have a Brisa that says, the Pasuk says, V'kidashne mishnas hachamishim, you should be Mekadesh the 50th year. Now apparently this Pasuk is extra, because the Pasuk beforehand said, V'safarta lecha shevesh avosol shanim, Vayu lechosh yemei shevesh avosol shanim teishiv arba yim shana, V'avarta shofar tshuva b'chodesh hashvi, which is meaning that that you already know it's going to be 49 years, then on the next one, the next, you blow the shofar and start Yovel. So just basically from deduction, 49 years, plus the next year is 50, that's Yovel. So what I have to already say, what I have to say, Shnas Chamishim, I already know it from the previous pasuk. So ma talmud lomar, so what do we say? Lefi shenemar, so Gemara says, okay, it says, b'yom ha-kippurim. It says you blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. So yachol lo tiyeh miskadeshes elim Yom Kippur ve'elech. Maybe Yovel should only get the status of Yovel from Yom Kippur and on. Talmud lomar, v'kidashtem eshnas ha-chamishim. The pasuk says, no, you're mekadesh the 50th year, when the 50th year begins, which is Rosh Hashanah. Right, so Mikan from here, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Yochanan Broka. This is what Rabbi Shmuel said: May Rosh Hashanah by Yom Kippurim, lo hayu avadim niftarim lebateyam. The avadim go free, right? Year 50, all these slaves go free. Right? They didn't go back to their houses, but the lo mishtabdim ladoneyam. They also wouldn't go; they weren't subservient to their masters. They were free. They didn't go home. What did they do? They partied for 10 days, right? Ella ochlin u'svishosin u'smechin. Atoroseim b'roseim, they had these crowns that symbolized freedom on their heads. They came on Shegiu Yom Kippurim, and then when Yom Kippur came, then Tiku Basin b'shofar, the basin blew shofar, and then Niftur Abad l'vateim, the Sadas Chazos l'vateim. Then everything took it. All the halachic things began. So the kedusha begins on Rosh Hashanah, and all the action begins after Yom Kippur. That says Rav Yochanan ben Osher, Rav Yochanan Broka, and that's Shmuel ben Osher, Rav Yochanan Broka, and that's our Mishnah that says Rosh Hashanah, that Yovel begins on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Okay, v'Rabbanan. Now the Rabbanan who hold that Yovel begins on Yom Kippur, so they're not darish the pasuk of Kidashten as Shnas HaChamishim Shana that way. What do they do with Mikidashten Shnas HaChamishim Shana? So they say, Shanim Ata Mikadesh, there's only a mitzvah to Mikadesh years. The Iyata Mikadesh Chadashim. There's no mitzvah to do Kiddush HaChodesh, which is, wow. I never saw that Shita, that you don't do Kiddush HaChodesh, right? You only the 50th year, to actually declare it Kodesh, is only on a year. There's no mitzvah based on to declare months, right? It says, because the pasuk says, "V'kidashtem eshnas hachamishim." But there's no, right? There's no mitzvah, I guess, here. There's no mitzvah to mikadosh chadashim. The Gemara doesn't say that they're going to hold like Rebbe Lutz and Rebbe Shimon on Daf Chav Dalid, who say that you're not mikadosh the chodesh. I didn't, whatever, get to that on Daf Chav Dalid.
We don't say also Rosh Hashanah. We don't add something for Rosh Chodesh either.
Right, but that's once a year, and there's other reasons for that. But it seems to hear that this shita says that you don't Mekadesh Chodesh.
No, I think just on the Yovel. No.
Rav Shimon, the Amal Kaman Perak Sheni, Bein Shnir Bezmano, Bein Shalom Nir Bezmano, Ein Mekadesh also. The Yali of Time Ameacha. So you're saying that's only on the year of Yovel? I don't think so. I think he's saying that that we'll get to it though, and not Chav Dalet. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring another pasuk by Yovel, and the drasha is going to be dependent upon how you darshan this pasuk is dependent upon when you believe the Rosh Hashanah is for it. Tani Idah, another brisa that says Yovel he, the full pasuk is Yovel he shnasach hamishim shana tiyelachem. So Ma Talmud Lomar, what does this pasuk come to teach us? We already said before that's in pasuk Yud Aleph in Vayikra Perek Chafei. But in Pasuk Yud, we just said before that Yovel Shnas Chamishim. So why does it say again Yovel Hi Shnas Chamishim? So what's going on? So Lefisha Nemar Vikidashtem Shnas Chamishim. I already said that you were Mekadesh the Shnas Chamishim. So Yochol Kishem Shemitzkadeshes Beholeches Mitchila Kach Mitzkadeshes Beholeches Besofa. So you would think, listen, we just said that all the impact of Yovel begins on Yom Kippur. But you have this Tosefis, all this impact of Yovel begins on Yom Kippur. You have this 10-day Tosefis Yovel in the beginning, right? You have the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to from Rosh Chodesh to Yom Kippur. So just like you think that there's this Tosefis Yovel at the beginning, maybe there's also Tosefis Yovel at the end, which means that Yovel would go from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. So right, he says, Lefisha Nemar V'Kidash Nascham Mishim, Yochel, you would think, Hashem Sheh Miskadeshes V'Holeches Mitchila, that even though it's Mekadeshes before you blow the shofar, Kach Miskadeshes V'Olechas B'Sofa. So too, it continues, the Kedusha continues for a little bit beyond. V'Al Titameh. And don't think that that's a crazy idea, because, Sharei, for a lot of things, Mosif B'Mechol Al HaKodesh. A lot of things we add extra. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, we add extra beginning and end. So therefore, Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, the second Pasuk says, Yovel Hi Shnas Chamishin. When is it Yovel? Only in the 50th year. Shnas Chamish Natamekadesh, V'i Atamekadesh, Shnas Chamish Ma'achas. The 50th year is Kodesh, nothing in the 51st year is going to be Kodesh. It ends right by Rosh Hashanah on the next year. So the Rabbanon, just finished with Rosh Hashanah, Rabbanon who's do hold that Yom Kippur begins on, that Yovel actually begins on Yom Kippur, right? They do hold that. So what is Shnas, what do they hold that it's only Shnas Chamishin? What do they do? They don't have this drasha. So shnas chamishin atamone viatak mone shnas chamishin v'achas. You count the 50th year, not the 51st year. Lafuke mishitas Rabbi Yehuda the amr shnas chamishin ol lekan olakan kamash man delo. The 50th year, right? So you have 49 years of 7 years of 7 years of shemitah. Then you have the 50th year. So there's the 50th year. What does it count for? Which cycle? Which shemitah cycle? So it's lafuke mid Rabbi Yehuda who says that the 50th year cycle counts for the 50 year, the Yovel beforehand, it's year 50 for the previous Yovel cycle, and it's year 1 for the next cycle. So he says no. They say no, that it's not the case, that it only counts for the previous year cycle, and the next year is near year 1. So you have a machlokas where the Yovel is year 50 and year 1, or it's just year 50 and the following year is year 1. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.